super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake. Mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Well, 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 if you guys remember about a few months ago, you know, before we had such erratic programming and shit, we were poking fun at a certain celebrity signing, and myself, I must admit, I got pretty out of control with the jar full of jizz and things, and there's been a lot of questions about that signing, you know, a lot of claims were made, and actually there was a... some article printed in a magazine that was written by the celebrity that appeared at that signing. So I figured, you know, why jerk around? And I know there's some bad blood between me and her, obviously because of the things I did. But then, you know, I question a lot of the things that she's done, you know, with this thing, and you know, and some people associated with her done. So, without any further ado, let me bring on the one, the only, the queen of horror, Jamie Lee.
Hello, is this on? Are we on yet? Hello, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late. I just grabbed the phone. I was having daily enema.
For all that activity.
Stay regular. You have to have an enema. You know, like the old Dr. Pepper commercials say, enema up at 10, 2, and 4.
That's all well and good. I know you and I have some issues. Certain things I did on the internet prior to your appearance out in this boondock Midwestern town.
I really don't remember much about him. You see, poop yogurt and codeine cough syrup is my daily gulp of choice. So I don't remember many yesterdays.
And you probably don't remember pooping yourself in line at the airport either, I would think.
No, I don't poop. Many times I reach right up there and grab a turd by the balls.
By the balls? Is that going to confirm, you know, rumors that have been haunting you all your life that you're a hermaphrodite?
I either confirm or deny those. But if you want, I'll slap you with my cock on the side of your face next time I see you.
Well, no, I think I can pass on that. You know, there was a lot of controversy floating around, you know, especially with this article. Do you remember writing this article, being that you got this codeine and Activia problem going on here?
What article? I don't remember any article. Is it derogatory?
No, it's actually, it's signed by you, actually.
Oh, then yes, I wrote it. Yes, I probably did then. In a haze. I was having a fever dream, like Edgar Allan Poe, I suppose.
Okay. I know there was this big thing about where you claim that you were asked to do this convention to raise money for this hospital in California, but my question is, if you're raising money for a hospital in California, shouldn't you be trying to raise the money in the state where the hospital is actually located, not in Indiana? I mean, that just seemed a little strange to me.
Well, for India, you know, first off, I couldn't believe I saw hundreds of fans. I thought Indiana was just full of corn and rednecks that go in a circle left. There's actually hundreds of people there. Hundreds turned out. Hundreds.
Hundreds, and, you know,
hundreds,
and you claim that together you and... the people that put on this convention raised over $175,000 with just hundreds of people, and that the convention is going to kick in another generous donation, which might make it up to $200,000. But the weird part is, you say that you're also in print here that your agent, you know, foregoed his fee to bring you in, but yet him and this so-called convention can kick in all this money they didn't make. That it fucking amazes me, isn't it? Isn't it amazing down there?
I don't know. All I know is I had a big oversized check, you know, really big. It was like 6 feet long and 2 feet tall, and it had zeros on it, and I took it to this hospital, and I gave it to them, and they put it in an enormous wallet and told me they were going to cash it.
Oh, that's
all
nice.
All checks that big should be large, very large.
And
I guess everybody in Indiana was more than happy to spend hundreds of dollars apiece to be there and see me.
Yeah, I heard the lines were right out into up into the restrooms, I believe, maybe 20, 30 feet.
Yeah.
And I also believe that you were so gracious that you allowed fans to set up chairs around you while you were signing so they could, you know, check you out while you were signing.
Well, that was mostly so the video would look good, that, like it was crowded. So if you watch the video, you'll see all the same faces. I don't know. I spent a lot of time smoking dirt weed with a fat guy who lives in a trailer and smells like an ashtray.
Oh, you know, as a matter of fact, did he have a bandana on and some kind of creepy black T-shirt?
Yes, that was him, yes.
And did he have you sign a mask?
Yes.
Do you know that mask was stolen, ma'am? You know,
I don't care, he paid.
Okay. Yeah, because I think his name's Dumpster something.
I don't remember.
No, okay.
He tried to sell me a seriously light 8-ball for $50 more than I can get it at home.
Oh, that sucks. You know, a big star like you, he should have just gave it to you. You know, I'm sure the fans were just showering you with gifts. I mean, there was one quote that from the minute you stepped off the plane to the minute you got to the airport, people were just running up and tossing money at you.
That is true. Yes, that is true. Yes, they were showering me with gifts. I thought it was very nice. They were all going, please take a 20. It's a dollar for every year you haven't had a job since that piss-awful thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger that ended your career.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, there's another thing I don't understand. You have stated, you know, vehemently in the past that you really get, you know, creeped out by your so-called horror fans and you really wanted nothing to do with them up until now for some reason.
Well, you know, $200,000 has a lot to do with it, actually. You know what's funny, though, is I don't recognize the man's name on the check they gave me from that show. I don't think I ever met him, the man who signed it.
No, but, no.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter, as long as it cashes.
You did make sure there's...
Take all that Midwestern money down to L.A.
Yeah, like I said, again, you know, like, why Indiana, as you know, for a hospital that's out in California? That still doesn't make any sense.
Well, I left them $5,000. That's a lot of money for Indiana.
Yeah,
you could buy a lot of corn with that.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too. That is very generous of you. And then there was something about that, there was some, oh, where was this thing? They said something about, you wanted to address an internet rumor that you were not paid an appearance fee, that your arrangement was that if you got yourself out to the city, you would pay all the expenses, airfare, hotel, and all the money would be garnered for whatever that place is. And you further went on to say it's an insult to you and the promoters and all their teams and mostly to the fans because we gather together for a much greater good and those rumors tried and failed to deter us from our goal.
Yes, because we all know that silly internet rumors really, really hurt. Because there's such power in the internet, where everybody's an expert on everything.
Oh, yeah, it's so true. I mean, I myself have been victimized by certain people that were renamed nameless because I don't want to give them any credibility. But, you know, and another weird thing, I think it might have been your codeine and yogurt problem, where you said you're a slightly sagging, drooping, and jolly, but still reigning scream queen.
No, really, no. That's how I see myself. Drooly.
Oh, yeah?
and drooly, too. You should see me after two or three codeine coughs or a bender. I'm actually quite drooly. Ozzy Osbourne has nothing on me.
Yeah, I heard you actually tried to get John Cleese to go straight by drooling on his, British yardstick.
Yeah, well, no, that's another internet rumor.
Yeah.
It is not true.
And he said your pussy smelled like a fish called Wanda. You know, that was going around.
Well, that's how the movie was actually called A Bulldog Named George until I dropped me trout to take a leak one day.
Oh, that's a stirring visual. Yeah, there was some other stuff that, you know, I don't know if, you know, maybe you weren't aware of this, but I don't think you were aware you were going to be booked on Jay Leno, you know. until...
No, not considering when you don't have any career, you have to make a lot of calls to get on a show that's as lowly rated as Jay Leno.
Yeah, you would have been better off.
He once made a joke that was funny, I think 30 or 40 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you know, no one under the age of 72 watches Jay Leno. I learned that by all the people that showed up in Indiana that no actual real horror fans or people that aren't near death watch Jay Leno.
Well, there's another thing here that, you know, the generosity of the promotion only starts here, that the security staff all volunteered to work the event. Well, you know, not for nothing. At any convention, you know, all security is mostly volunteers anyway, so they would be working the event anyway for nothing.
No,
so
I was told they get paid handsomely.
No. I used to work for this other big, huge convention on the East Coast, and they were lucky if they got a bathroom break and a sandwich.
Did they get hundreds of fans like we got? Hundreds of them?
They got thousands.
You're thousands. Kidding. Why wasn't I there then?
I don't know, but at the peak of, you know, their popularity, it was no big deal for them to draw like 10,000 fans over a period of 3 days. I mean, hundreds of fans, I would think a star of your magnitude would draw a lot more. But then I heard, you know, a lot of them were bussed in from out of town. And,
I could have took all that money home for penniless Latinos. That's where that money went.
Oh, really?
I figured white people in the Midwest have it so easy. They all have jobs and millions of dollars and giant mansions, right?
Did you do any walking around the area while you were there? Because I don't really see...
No, of course not. I didn't go anywhere. I passed out in my bathroom after a bottle of codeine cough syrup every night. Then I got up and tucked my jowly.
Oh, yeah. And then there was something else about a couple of the fans were getting unruly in line, and one of them might have actually splooged on you. I think his name might have been Tim McClaws.
Oh, I remember him. Yes, yes. Yeah.
Big guy with a bushy red beard and a huge cock.
Yes, that was him. Yes, I remember him.
Yeah, you were begging him not to do it. You know, hit you right in the chin, if I remember right.
Yes, I think he did. I don't remember. I was passed out almost.
Yeah.
Yes, you can only have... I'm a horrible alcoholic, too. Nobody knows.
Yeah, and I know, according to...
I mean,
you know,
I'm not. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have my publicist write an article with the occasional word in all capital letters. I do that, you know.
Well, there's a lot of stuff here, you know, in all capital letters. And it's always to emphasize that, you know, we and together and filled. We and together filled a jar full of jizz.
Yeah. Okay. If you take all the capital letters, it says that I've had sex with Satan, and my fans are inbred idiots. But don't print that part.
Oh, no. Nobody will hear this. We're just taping. This is between us here, you know.
Okay, good. I'm trying to level all the rumors so there's no ill will between us. Although I did like the jar.
Well, you know, it took me a lot of rubbing out to fill that jar and dirty all those tissues, I'll have you know. That was a labor of love on my part, you know? And I did it all to your old celebrity sleuth photos, too.
Thank you. Those were my nicest photos ever, I think.
Yeah, but now you're all saggy.
Before I was jowly, saggy, faggy, craggy, and daggy, or whatever.
Yeah, it's hard to believe Sharon Mitchell looks better than you. And she's been hit in the face with 1,000 cocks, you know?
Yes, you know, I'm not really that old. I just had a rough life of not working or doing much of anything.
Yeah, I know.
I wrote a children's book once that our last weekend stupid president wasn't able to read.
Yeah, so did Mick Foley, and he's been hitting the head numerous times.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I'm sorry. I don't know.
That's okay. I'm sure, you know, all you ever get to see is like... Monty Python reruns and Activia commercials reruns, you know.
Yes, I love my poop yogurt.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised. I heard they had a big stand in the back and, you know, in a special section, you know, off where you could, you know, rather than go to your room, you could just go back there and poop on a big porcelain pearl-coated throne.
The funniest thing is there were so many cameras. I couldn't actually, like, squat and dump like I normally would. It was awful. Awful, I tell you. So many cameras.
I know. Poop cam.
What is scat.com?
Oh, it's a German chocolate dough website.
Oh yeah, good. See, yeah. I thought they were filming me when. So I hope nobody sees those. I hate the vicious internet rumors that spring up about.
Yeah, I know. I got a lot, you know, a lot out there myself. I mean, you know, and the weird part is, you know, they, with the internet, they can do just about anything with photography and stuff. I mean, this one guy put a big picture of me up with a 47-inch cock, and you know, that was pretty much an exaggeration. It's only a 37-inch cock. So, oh, and here's a picture. Here's a picture of you. With a group of fans, and I don't, you know, you're standing next to some Oriental woman, I think, who's, oh, she could be that Asian hooker that goes to that Cinema Wasteland convention. And
I don't know that.
Okay, yeah, well, I don't know about that.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, no, really?
Probably in a much less populated area than the over-densely populated Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah, you're right. They hardly draw anything at all compared to that show, you know. And I don't think they would be into what you do. They're into like certain horror fans don't like to be disrespected, and you know, let's be honest about it. You know, after you did the Halloween and the Halloween 2 and Terror Train and Prom Night, you didn't give a fuck anymore. You know, really. Let's be honest with each other, you know.
Did you ever notice how they just kept getting more and more awful? Why did people go and see those? You had to be dumb to go and see those. They were just so awful. I mean, I love my fans. Thank you. Yes, yes.
No, I think a lot of them went to see it because they were rubbing one out in the theater looking at you, hoping you'd pop your top, but you save that until Trading Places.
Yes, yes, where I got the big dollar.
Yeah.
And there was a black man, I recall. I always drop my top for black men.
Yeah, I heard you gave Dan Aykroyd a Hummer, too.
Well, the lights were off. He told me his name was Eddie something or another.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Chocolate Factory Eddie. Yeah. Oh, God, and here's there's a picture. You know something? Adrienne Barbeau looks a lot better than you do.
Yeah, she is holding her mud. She's such a sweetie, too.
Yeah.
She gave me 90% of her proceeds from that show, $162.
Oh, that's so nice of her. What did some of the other, there was some other celebs here. Did they give you anything like Charlie Cyphers or Tommy Wallace?
Oh, they gave me so much. Mostly grief for the fact that I was getting paid so much from fans for my autograph. But it all went to charity, you know, charity, the magic word that makes idiots smile.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of like the F-E-B-J. Fuck everybody but Jamie, right?
No, I use that. Well, after I took my expenses for travel and food and codeine cough syrup, I gave what was left, and a lovely man named Sean gave me some money.
Oh yeah, is that the wizened little guy in the middle of the thing here?
The man about mid late 40s, lots of black hair, Dell gel and dye.
I can't tell.
He was such a lovely guy. Not as good as the fat guy who smelled like an ashtray with the weed that tasted like hay.
Oh, yeah.
He was my favorite.
He was?
Yes, I adored him.
Yeah, you seem like pretty close. I think he's got his hand on your ass.
He probably did. I was out of it most of the day. I was quite drunk most of the time. I woke up in a puddle of my own vomit and piss, and then they threw me in the shower, and off I went to sign my name sloppily like a drunk person for the rest of the day for $100 a pop or whatever.
Yeah, you look freshly scrubbed in that picture, like, you know, they just poured cold water on you, you know, put you in the shower.
They hit me with a fire hose in the hallway, I think.
Yeah, I know, that always works to get the vomit off, you know, you never can be too careful when you're going to appear in public covered with vomit and stuff. Just can't be too careful.
Never. No. Go ahead.
It's almost
time for my hourly enema, so.
Okay, I won't keep you that much longer. When's you going to be your next big convention appearance?
Well, I don't think there will be one until somebody gets me one of those big 4x6 foot chucks again.
Well, you never know. It's like, you know, W.C. Field said, or P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute, and you certainly raked in your share where you were.
No, those are fans!
Yeah. Come on, they're marks. $80 a throw, they're marks. Be honest. Come on.
They kept asking me to be on a TV show I never saw. It's about dead people. They said my career would fit right in.
Yeah, well, you look pretty dead in these pictures.
Yeah.
I just can't,
I'm sorry. I feel very much alive.
That's good. Well, you know, I'll let you go take your high colonic now, because I personally, after reading this article, think you're full of shit and you need an enema. So, any last words to the fans?
No, I would love to read that article I wrote. I don't remember it. I was probably on a lot of Nancy Reagan's, or you know them as Valiums.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of that motherfucker, it was his birthday, I think, today or yesterday or something like that. And he had to be, honestly, the worst fucking president we ever had. He's the major cause of the situation we're in. He was one of the catalysts that started it. And Ronnie, I hope you're smoking a turd in hell. That's what I hope. And I hope the commies that you wanted to put out of business so bad are butt-fucking your ass for all eternity. So happy birthday, Ron. Miss you. Frick.
That's a little cruel.
Not really.
I think so. No. Maybe I'll write him a big, giant 4x6-foot check for $1.
Yeah, right. He's dead. How can you write him a check? He's as dead as your career.
Well, don't... I had a voiceover and once on a cartoon a couple years ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago. What are you doing? What are you doing now besides slinging yogurt?
I'm cashing Christopher's checks. He's still working good. Well.
Well, that's good. Well, I don't want to keep you. I'm sure you've got other, you know, things. I heard you were counting your money on the airplane on the way back in front of people.
They said, I would never do that. That's another vicious internet rumor.
Somebody
never
told me
you would I count my money.
You're like Jake Gusick from the old Al Capone mob after you left.
What a vicious, vicious lie.
Well, I don't know who starts these things. You know,
have to write a letter with many words in all capital letters. That's all there is to it. As soon as I'm getting off the phone and I'm calling someone now to write one. So, and you'll know it's not me it's not that magazine because the punctuation will be right and everything will be spelled correctly.
Well, that'll be a refreshing change from this piece of garbage here. So, all right, Jamie, I'll let you go. Thanks again for coming on. It's always a pleasure to have you on. If you ever want to come back on again, feel free to give me a call.
Well, I hope it's all just enema water under the bridge right now.
True. It's all done and forgotten. I'm just glad we had a chance to have this wonderful little talk.
Exactly. Wonderful. I love my fans. Bye, fans.
Good night now. I don't know what that was all about. It's just nice to have, you know, a big-time celebrity on for a change. You know, not that anybody else we haven't had on has not been big time. But anyway, I thought she'd hang around for a lot longer, but I guess she's probably got a poop and probably won't remember this conversation, so I'll have to switch on to better things. And being that our show didn't air last week, and I don't know what's in the archives or not, and I still get a big gray fucking box over the damn thing, so something's not working there. Something's not working.
Weird.
So I don't know what it is. You fucking broke the station, is what you did.
I guess
did. Anyway, we had Ed Demko on last week, and we are putting together a magazine called Grindhouse Purgatory. We have a bunch of people that are going to contribute to it, a couple independent filmmakers, a psycho bitch from hell, myself, Ed, of course, Jason Martenko, a few other people I probably can't remember, but it's going to be done, you know, in the memory of Andy Kopp. You know, it may be one issue. Who the hell knows? People may like it enough to do another issue. But some of the stuff that was already done, Corey Yolder did a piece about, you know, meeting and working with and writing with Ted Michaels. Somebody else, when we first, you know, conceived this whole thing, because it was supposed to be Screwed, but, you know, due to financial constraints and time constraints and whatever, we never got that off the ground. Some chick had sent me this article about lesbian wrestling, or something called The Wrestling Queen or something, which is pretty nasty and disgusting. And I had written a piece called Night at the Venus. And somebody else just interviewed some scumbag in New York who likes to stir up shit on the internet. And I just wrote a really cool piece on Lee Van Cleef. I call it King of the Spaghetti Westerns, The Fall and Resurrection of Lee Van Cleef, which pretty much encompasses his whole career. And few reviews here and there, and anybody wants to contribute to deadlines, March 4th, you know, we're going to try to get this on the table at Wasteland, which would be nice. So you can reach me at 40deuce@hotmail.com or on Facebook, and, you know, we're going straight ahead with this. Hopefully, like I said, it'll all come together seamlessly, which probably won't, but, you know, I can only fucking hope, right? So, got that going on. And of course, what do we got? Like 3 months? Let's see, it's February, March. 2 months before Cinema Wasteland.
Wow.
2 months.
It's going up here quick.
Yep. Slumber Party Massacre reunion. Just Before Dawn reunion. Gary Kent's going to be there. Jack Shoulder directed one of the Nightmare on Elm Street movies and The Hidden and Alone in the Dark. He's going to be there. Jeffrey Bloom, another director who did Blood Beach, he's going to be there. Sergio Martino. Someone else that just he booked. You're going to have to go to CinemaWasteland.com to check it out. We are going through a process of screening, you know, several films for our, you know, movie extravaganza, and, you know, we already have the Friday night thing mapped out, and they call it Up in Smoke Theater, that's what I'm calling it anyway, with Reefer Madness, this really hysterical Sonny Bono anti-marijuana educational film, and to top it off, Cheech and Chong's next movie. So that will be Friday night. We're working on the Saturday night late night showing, or the, you know, the trying to get a spaghetti western in there. We've actually screened two. One was the Hellbenders, but the color is really shot on it, so it's like you're watching it in sepia tone. I mean, it's still watchable, but you know, and another one that I was really having high hopes for called Sunscorched, because I had never heard of it, and we ran that, and the color was great, and the sound was great, and the film sucked. Just didn't go anywhere. Just didn't go anywhere at all. So, I got a couple other ones. I just won one on eBay called Don't Turn the Other Cheek, and I'm sitting on Beyond the Law, and some other one, I think, a few bullets more. So we're going to have to run them and see, you know, how they square up. It's hard to get these damn things in good shape. You know, I got a couple other westerns too. I got Corman's Apache Woman, I got Soldier Blue, and I got Alvarez Kelly. So we got a bunch of westerns, because westerns are pretty fucking cool too. As you're finding out, because of the spaghetti westerns, finally, because you're watching them. I know, Todd. I know you've been buying those double features or something. So you're still there? My dog's moaning at me.
I'm here.
Yeah, she's moaning. Like, fuck you. I'm not taking you out now. This is live radio, and the dog is annoying me for some reason. What else is up? I'm not prepared. I was cursing out Ronald Reagan before with good reason. I really loathed the man. I hated the fucker as president, and I wish that other guy had been a better shot, and we could have got rid of his ass. But here's a man who single-handedly created the homeless problem in America by killing all the social programs so he could fight commies and basically outspend and bankrupt the Soviet Union so they would fall. And then having tons of cocaine covertly imported into this country to fight his covert war against the commies in South America. And, you know, all this other fucking shit that went on during his administration, you know, including the Mies Commission, which, you know, was trying to prove that pornography caused violence toward women. You know, all this fucked up shit that went on for 8 years under this miserable movie acting cocksucker's fucking rule. And the odd part is, it's people like my parents that voted him in because they thought he was a great actor. Well, he was a fucking great actor. He was acting the greatest role of his life. Had to start fucking over this country and funnel all the money into the rich. And basically, you know, create class warfare and stuff. So, yeah, fuck you, Ronnie. I hope you're burning in hell. And Nancy, too, you other piece of shit. Say no to everything. fucking people. You know, they put a statue up of him up in Washington for whatever fucking reason. Oh, good. Pigeons need some place to shit, too. Fucking pile of garbage that he is.
Damn.
So,
don't hold back.
Really, I fucking hate the guy. I fucking hated him. I hated him with a fucking passion. Why is it every Republican president that's in, things are fucking bad, things fucking suck. I mean, even when Carter was in with, you know, right before Reagan, darkest fucking days, the Iran thing, you know, the hostage situation, you know, fucking gas crisis, this, that, and the other thing. But at least when you had money in the fucking bank, it was drawing fucking interest, and if you had a buck, you could make a buck. I know it was bad times, but if you were, you know, you were in a situation where you could make a profit, you could. The opportunity was there. I mean, the interest rates were fucking ridiculously fucking high. And then, you know, then we have the fucking Reagan years, and everything fucking blew again. Then who was after Reagan? I forgot. Carter?
No, not Carter. What the fuck? Bush Senior.
Was it him?
It sure was.
George Bush Senior. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, another fucking joke. Then we get 8 fucking good years under Bill Clinton where money was worth things again. Things were fucking working, this and that and the other thing. And then we had JWB. Now we got this guy who's no fucking matter. They're all assholes. Well, I'll tell you one thing that, weirdly enough, I was privy to during the Reagan's thing, because somebody predicted this, that things were going to go really, really sour on top as far as, you know, businesses and shit like that. But they said the underground economy will thrive. Well, I was pretty much part of the underground economy back then, you know, wheeling and dealing and hustling. And, you know, that's around the time I met Norman for the first time. And, you know, VHS and all that other stuff. So, yeah, that was a big underground fucking economy. It was an all fucking, you know, cash business at sometimes. So that was flourishing. The flea markets were flourishing. Everything under the radar was flourishing because people didn't have fucking money and they wanted stuff cheap. And, you know, we were in a situation where we could, you know, sell shit cheap. So that was one thing that came out of that was true. But, you know, overall, he was a fucking piece of shit. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I think he's a fucking disgrace that they even fucking put up that statue. Honestly. If they ever put up one of George Bush fucking, whatever the fuck his name is, J.W. Bush. God. You fucking travesty. I don't know. You know, I was watching the news tonight, and they got a rogue police officer in Los Angeles that's gunning cops down and gunning their families down and shit, or trying to at least. You hear that stuff?
Sounds like a damn Dirty Harry movie.
No, it's true. I mean, they got it on the fucking news. This guy, he was an ex-cop, I guess. Something happened, and he knows all this shit, and he went and he killed the daughter of a commander that he had that turned him in for something. And he basically said something out that he's going to do all this shit. I know how you people operate. And I'm going to, you know, he gave a death list to people and their families. I mean, is this what we're fucking coming to? We're going into this fucking horrible state of collapse here? This is getting weirder and weirder, dude. I'm sorry. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy or anything like that, but this is just getting a little bit too fucking weird that every fucking day it seems something happens. And it's not something small. So, I don't know.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, on a better note, how's your movie doing?
It's doing great. I'm working my ass off. Going out of my damn mind, but it's doing good.
So when's filming wrap up?
Well, I'm hoping to be done probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yep. Getting all my pickup shots and stuff. Principal photography's over, but we're doing all the pickups and stuff, so.
Yeah, how was Diane Howard?
You know, they were magnificent, dude. Honestly, you couldn't ask for 2 more professional, awesome people to work with. I personally think that they're extremely underrated. I thought Howard was funny. I thought Diane was amazing. And they said they had the best time. They said that on the set, they probably one of their top experiences ever. We, you know, we really treated them right. And Diane kicked butt, man. She was wailing a machete and taking people out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I would agree that she's underrated. I think, you know, the whole Ilsa thing got her, like, pigeonholed, you know, to a situation, you know. Because you know how fucking people are. Oh, she played a Nazi fucking prison warden.
Yeah, I think it was just, I don't know, man. I think she's got so much talent, and she's a classically trained actress, and no one realizes that.
Yeah, and she's been, I think she used to dance in Vegas, too, years ago.
She did something with Steve Allen. She got pigeonholed as a showgirl, but she never was one. She did a variety show with Steve Allen, and she played a part called someone the showgirl, like Sally the showgirl or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, she's pretty amazing, and the things they brought to the film were great. And Lou Temple was in a scene with them, which was kind of kick-ass to have Lou Temple working there with Diane. They were both chewing scenery and having a great time together, learning from each other, which was great. And we had a midget riding a prostitute, which was fun.
Yeah, it must have thrilled you, I know. Who was it, Felix?
No, it wasn't Felix. We were going to have Felix come in. It was another guy named Paul that's been in movies. He was in that Albino Farm movie and a couple others.
Was he Knee-High Private Eye or something?
No, that would have been cool.
No, it was I can't find this fucking movie. Is he like a perfectly proportioned person, just small?
No, he's kind of different.
Okay, it ain't the same guy. This guy... He just looked like a miniature person. It was something for the Comedy Channel. I think it was Knee-High Private Eye or something.
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about.
Mm.
No, he was good though. He's a nice guy. Got to work with a lot of my dream team, man. I got to have the Bradster from Night of the Creeps in this movie, and he was great. And George Hardy from Troll 2, who's such a warm individual, such a sweetheart of a guy. You know, he's such a good guy, and then, you know, Ari Lehman, you know, he's going to be involved. He's got his band, First Jason. He was in, of course, Friday the 13th and about three or four other horror movies he's done. And he's a couple of teenage movies when he was younger from the 80s. He's doing a lot with his band, and he's coming into town tomorrow. He's in town tonight. We're shooting tomorrow. That's what's going on with that. Then Lloyd Kaufman's going to be in here, Uncle Lloyd.
Which is coming through, or?
We're bringing him to town. He's on a tour. And we're bringing him to Kansas City to have him do a spot in our movie, and then he's heading out to Seattle.
Yeah, tell him I said hi. I haven't seen him. He hasn't been in any wastelands in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I was wondering because he was there when I was there both times.
Usually, always there, but I think he was doing that Father's Day thing, and then didn't he write a book or something?
Yeah,
the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, he did.
I don't know what's with this dog. She's really fucking whiny. You hang on for 2 minutes. Let me let her out. Hold on 1 sec.
You know, the thing is, man, anytime we get a little money and we're able to do projects like this, I like the fact that we're able to use people in the projects that we love. You know, people that we admire and that are kind of out of the spotlight right now. And that's unfortunate because, man, Diane Thorne can act around. She tears the hell out of the people you see in these other movies, man. It's ridiculous that people aren't using more of the people we love, Pete. I mean, you know, it's true. A lot of...
No, I was having a conversation with somebody this afternoon, and it's like there's so many people that are being overlooked, and it's like the Dirty Dozen of the convention circuit. It's the same fucking people over and over again. And I don't want to disrespect anybody by mentioning names, but, you know, if this is the way it's going to go, and, you know, if your idea of a great fucking show is a show with 75 fucking or more guests... Number one, you've killed off your fucking vendors, and I've seen that more and more. And a lot of guys I've seen, you know, were around when I first started, ain't around anymore, and a lot of them are just dropping by the wayside because it don't fucking pay. Like the one show that, you know, I just had a certain person on, those fucking tables were over $300 there. Nobody made any money. How can you? You know, when the fucking ticket autograph price is $80 plus, you know?
It's ridiculous.
So, I don't understand what the fuck they're doing, but I honestly think you're killing it, or you're taking it to the level where the people that really love it can't afford it anymore, which sucks, because those are the people that supported it all these years. So,
true.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't begrudge anybody anything to make a buck, but like I said, I look at certain shows, and I just see the same fucking, you know, people all the time.
Well, let me ask you this. Why the hell isn't Franco Nero acting? He's a great actor. He's still around.
Yeah, I don't know. He was. We didn't know he was in New York. His wife was acting on Broadway.
Yeah.
You know, like, we could have had him at Wasteland. We didn't fucking know.
I know. It would have been great.
Yeah.
Did I tell you who's doing the music for this thing?
Who?
Fabio Frizzi.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I contacted Fabio, and he wanted a copy of the script. I wanted to do like a theme song, maybe. You know, just a dream shot. I thought, let's try it. Dude, he loved the script. He went nuts on it. He said it's like a Fulci-esque kind of thing, and he's in. So now he's talking about maybe doing more than just that, like doing actual music for the film and doing an amazing job. And I'm like, oh my God, Fabio Frizzi. You know, it's a dream.
Where is he, in Italy still?
Huh?
Is he in Italy still?
He is. He is. Mm. He's in Rome.
Yeah, a lot of people are in Rome.
He's kicking ass, I think
Ian McCulloch lives in Rome too.
Could, yeah.
I think that's what he said.
And this is a big deal to me. And you're going to be in the movie too.
Yeah, I know. I got to do that. I haven't done it yet.
I mean, we got to get that going.
Yeah, I know. I got a blank high grade tape, and I got new batteries for this camera. I'm just trying to think of a scenario that's so totally fucked up that it would work. So I have something in mind that's really fucked up.
And the funny thing is, you'll be sharing a scene with Lloyd Kaufman. Imagine that.
Oh God! Well, we've already done that before, so. Death Wrestling. He was in that.
Oh Lord, really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I kept more blood for Lloyd. More blood for Lloyd. We were laughing about it later on. We were in a snack bar. I was eating a fucking I hate fucking hotels. That's another thing too. People say, well, you know, you don't want you. Big shows don't want you. I'm like, you know something? Honestly, I don't really want the big shows. I don't like staying in hotels. You know, unless there's food within walking distance outside the hotel. Because usually the fucking food sucks. Except for Wasteland.
True.
I mean, the one in Detroit wasn't bad with the buffet. As far as the Meadowlands goes, that thing blew dead fucking donkey balls. And even Sid said it when we were on the air, you know? You know? Things hasn't changed. Food still sucks. So, yeah.
True, true.
So, yeah. I just don't understand what the fuck they're doing, but I don't know. It's disheartening to see this, and you know, as much as I like the Walking Dead series, I mean, this whole tour of them signing and getting like huge fucking money for this shit, you know, don't you people want to wait? I mean, I was looking at the thing at Monster Mania. Carrie Fisher VIP package is $300, $299 to be exact.
Nuts.
I forget what the name of that the chick is from Walking Dead. She's $200. I don't get it. All right, let me let her in. I'll be right back. She's banging.
Uh-oh.
I hate when you bang, bitch. Sorry, folks. The trials and tribulations of owning a dog.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know where it's going. Like I said, you know, I keep saying Wasteland's the Alamo. Horror Realm's good. You know, Monster Bash has its own built-in audience and stuff. But, you know, they're building these things up where, you know, and I've always said this before, most of the guys that, you know, are into the shit that we're into, we don't draw a hell of a lot of fucking money as a rule. And, you know, these other fans or, you know, newer fans that just found out about this shit that are moneyed or whatever, they're basically buying their way in. That's why I hate these VIP packages and shit like that, because it to me, it's just like, okay, it's like anything else that seems to be the corporate structure of America, or this whole rich boy attitude is, I have more money, so I step to the front of the line. I think it fucking sucks. I've always thought it sucks. And I would refuse to be involved in any fucking situation that involves something like that.
I agree.
I mean, I've seen people waiting in line at 7 o'clock in the morning to be first in line to get an autograph. Now, the VIP package people get down there and they shove that first fan in line is now number 100 in line. That fucking blows, man. It just leveled the playing field out where, you know, these people that, you know, can't afford it. And like, again, I said, you know, if you're that fucking pathetic or you have that much fucking money to piss away when, you know, food prices are going through the roof and things aren't going to be that fucking good, hey, it's on you. Don't bitch when you fucking can't pay the bills and when your kid wants something and this and the other thing because you had to have that fucking autograph that was $85, $90. The best one's that one in Canada with the Star Trek people. Did you hear about that one?
Huh?
Almost $1,000 to get a picture taken with the entire cast.
Holy crap!
Yeah, I said, what do? Make you lay on the floor? They all whip out their cocks, bukkake you, and you stand there smiling with all the jizz on your fucking face? Are people that fucked up? I don't get it.
Wow.
You know, and you find out something. You know, people you admire because of what they do on film sometimes aren't that admirable in real life. As a matter of fact, sometimes they're pricks. I've been fortunate that I've met a lot of really cool people who really, you know, enjoy being rediscovered. But, you know, that was 10 years ago, even more, when it first started. Right about now, I just think that they turned it into a big fucking business. With, you know, and like I said, the money, people go to the front of the line. You know, it was great, you know, loving this stuff when it was not hip to be loved, you know, when it was like underground and shit, where we were a bunch of, you know, us freaky people that really dug it and shit. Now it's like, you know, like I said, as long as you got shows like Wasteland and Horror Realm and Monster Bash and shit, it's still alive to a certain extent, but fucking people are driving a stake through horror's heart again. They're making it fucking corporate and mainstream friendly. It was never meant to be that way. So on that happy note, and other my coherent ramblings, I'd like to thank my guests for calling in, Jamie Lee Constantine. And I don't know what we're going to pull off next week, but it should be equally as fucked up. So until then, stay sick, and we'll catch you up then.
Right here in the Grindhouse.
So grab yourself a seat on-